article that you've written that we posted on our site. A Jew asks, who is Christ? And a lot of us found your answer. The letter was profound, and the answer even more profound. And you wrote a letter to David, who was asking, really what he's asking, what is this all about? And in order to do that, he's got to overcome a lot in his own culture, first of all. It's really almost a taboo to say the name. Anyway, as you know, I got an email a few months back from an Orthodox Jew who's 24 years old, who'd just come home from services in the synagogue with Yom Kippur night with the Jews. Take the Kol Leader prayer. They vow that none of the that they would take in the next year will be binding upon them, and so on. And this is a big scandal to the Jews because it absolves them from responsibility. So you can see that this is enormous potential. In 1976, Israeli Special Forces conducted an operation, a famous operation, at an airport in Entebbe, Uganda. Very little firing. And so some people said that Hathaway's product was used, but we'll never know for sure, because he was soon restricted from talking about it. However, what we do know is that 70s after the operation, Hathaway received an award for his efforts in the Israeli Special Forces operation. So, might be suggesting a conspiracy, it might not. Either way, his product would be a breakthrough in non-lethal warfare. Once again, these are just some of the non-lethal weapons technology that are listed in Future War by John B. Alexander. If you'd like to learn more, so you can see that this is enormous potential. In 1976, Israeli Special Forces conducted an operation, a famous operation, at an airport in Entebbe, Uganda. Very little firing. And so some people said that Hathaway's product was used, but we'll never know for sure, because he was soon restricted from talking about it. However, what we do know is that 70s after the operation, Hathaway received an award for his efforts in the Israeli Special Forces operation. So, might be suggesting a conspiracy, it might not. Either way, his product would be a breakthrough in non-lethal warfare. Once again, these are just some of the non-lethal weapons technology that are listed in Future War by John B. Alexander. If you'd like to learn more. There are a number of genes that control homocysteine.
So they might ask 10 questions, but they're the killer questions for them.
It's a wide variety of unique needs. So the scientific community knows that there's a greater need to address the issue that had previously recognized. And no one's really studied it since the 60s. But in the last 6 years, it's come on the radar of the scientific community, and there's a much wider in variance in individuals. Without having to know specifically where you are with this. Can I change my diet so I wouldn't have this deficiency? For the situation of women in the world. the liberal feminist tradition, which Simone de Beauvoir in dealing with hurt. These experiences now influence how we act and feel and think, and in fact how we handle our relationships, pressure, competition and criticism at work. They affect how we take ourselves, our diet, our need for rest, our need for affection and love. We affect our choices we make, our job, our relationships, hopes, dreams and attitudes towards life in general. John Irwin argues that males are often treated as different in nature. Well, what picture of love of the state of the universe has changed dramatically in the last 5 or 10 years? We used to think that it was fairly simple. It was just a matter of how much content there was in the universe, how much matter there was. And if there was enough matter, then the gravitational fraction would cause the universe to slow down and its current expansion and to basic transitions in atoms that we can use to measure in a very straightforward way and the value of alpha over time by making a pretty simple measurement. We're able to set a constraint on how alpha can evolve without having to worry about a lot of atomic stuff. It's the simplest thing we can do. Alpha is called the finest structure. We're actually measuring transitions in oxygen atoms. How precise is the calculation that you're coming up with? Out of 50,000 objects in the survey, we have about 500 that we used in the past, apart from 30,000. We recall that the Australians, they would find 100,000. So we can't rule out these measurements. Modestly discrepant at this point. No scientist would look at these and say one move without the other right now. Because if you have matter, which where quantum effects are very big, you could still have a stable wormhole. The wormhole would be fuzzy in a quantum way. The tube of the wormhole would be fluctuating in a quantum state. But that doesn't prevent you from sending a message back in time. You might have to send a message back many times to get it where you go, where you want it to go. Sending a person might be dangerous if the wormhole is fluctuating, because the person might end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, I'd heard estimations that building a wormhole would require more energy than is in the entire universe. Have you got some kind of calculations to that effect? No, we don't have. Our calculations don't necessarily show that. It does take a tremendous amount of energy density to create a wormhole, which is big enough for human to fit through. But usually in considering this kind of problem, you allow civilizations to do. A limitation. The fundamental laws of physics, and where would research lead you to this point from this point on? Well, it's hard to imagine that there's only one of these things in the galaxy, let alone the entire universe. It must be a very rare occurrence as far as we can tell. Large clusters of stars that we've looked at 30 million years old, 50 million years old, 100 million years old, haven't found anything like this in several hundreds or even thousands of stars in total. So this thing, probably one in a thousand maybe, because we haven't looked carefully enough at these things. We haven't been able to, because we haven't seen the Spitzer Space Telescope, because we haven't been able to do anything before. It just made factors about hundreds of thousands in terms of our ability to detect very faint sources. And so we're just kind of taking the first baby steps in desert as you do. when he found himself on the wrong side of the sign saying danger quicksand. What quicksand is and how it works. So he took some samples and they worked out what was in quicksand, and then they made their own homemade quicksand. And what quicksand is a mixture of sand particles, clay, salt and water, and they mix them together in the right combination. You get what he describes a house of cards effect. In other words, the clay locks the sand and the salt together in a sort of house of cards, Eurasians to manoeuvre over itself, over the boat. People were always reaching out over the boat as they were trying down to touch it. The first one they were touching it, the eye would remain closed during the whole time we were alongside it, stroking it, patting it, touching it, putting our arms down into its mouth, stroking its tongue. And only when the last person was touching it would it then open its eye and come to us. This went on for 45 minutes. And you don't have dust bunnies to start with. And such a complicated process and all kind of things that we don't really understand that we really need to have, and we need to have a lot more surveys of these things. So my guess is that what will happen, actually I don't really know what's going to happen to this system. I don't think, my own opinion is that it's probably not going to go on and coagulate into planets if it hasn't already done that already. Theory suggests that there, it's kind of a threshold that you have to meet. You have to have just enough stuff to make it happen, to really get over the hump of making it larger bodies, which can then sweep up all the small dust and clear out all the small discs. And if you don't get to that threshold, then you might never make any planets. But rather it was accelerating or speeding up, so it was sort of like if you threw his baseball up the air, eventually it's going to slow down, reach a peak, and then usually come back to Earth through hard enough, or if you throw it hard enough it'll go into orbit. But the universe threw a baseball up in the air, and now the baseball is speeding away faster and faster, and this completely puzzled scientists. And contrary to what we were expecting under the new picture, the state of the universe appears to be it's expand forever and ever and become colder, more diffused, more and more spread out. Distance of new galaxy will increase, and will have this state of the universe, which is sometimes called the heat death, where everything just becomes cold and motionless and isolated from each other. But it depends what's causing the acceleration, and that's a great mystery. It's possible that this mysterious physics that's giving us acceleration could suddenly go less wild in order of probability. The comet will have the consistency of a brick, for example, and the impactor will hit it and not do much damage to the surface or not create much of an impact, because the comet is the consistency of a brick. But that's not very likely either. On the other extreme, what if the comet is like cornflakes, cornflake or concrete, one or the other? If it's like cornflakes, we should get a spectacular display of ejecta, and we call it an ejecta curtain during the formation of the curtain, because that would be very dramatic. And hopefully we could watch as we're taking, it's like taking fast pictures, short exposures, repeatedly. We'd be clicking as we go by. If we have a big... And, well, he was just excellent, period. When I found out that all the while he was doing this and claiming to be monogamous, he was also doing someone else, I was very upset. He was telling me he loved me, saying what a great future we had together, and he was chilling out the side. Rather, it shows you how strong he was. Not only he had enough left to get Stacy pregnant, but he wasn't that bright a guy. He was a footballer after all, not a brain surgeon. And she was stupid, and as the resurrection, in the regenerating phrase, that the fresh flowers
of the later age come forth. So fruit shall be given without measure.
Trying to load up with high-dose nutrients and ending up lamping up an immune response and a certain antioxidant. So I suspect that that's one area to look, but the answer of the other side is yes, you can have a response that's negative, not necessarily toxic, but negative, but just as described. So if you encourage elimination, just eliminating one atom at a time. And just know this, we all have individual biochemical needs as we age, so it's possible that you introduce something that actually overstimulates a certain aspect of his chemistry that his body didn't need. And there's more subtle reactions. It's not going to hurt him or kill him. We've never seen anybody die. But there is a recorded case that we know of someone dying or hurting themselves by overreacting to a vitamin. Which you may feel
got to go deeper into unseen things. The only way that we as human beings can see is what unseen is to see in God's words what is revealed to us about eternity and about the matters of salvation. The temporal realm, this man fed his body when he got to hell. His soul was starving and parched. This poor man, Lazarus, was poor and starving and begging. And the dogs licked the sores, but when he died, the angels came and the holy royalty and brought him to heaven because he was a child of God. Do you see the difference? So what you see tonight doesn't matter how a person's dressed, whether they're in or inside the church or outside the church, whether they're moral or immoral, whether they're poor, whether they're rich, whether they have everything going for them or nothing going for them. The fact of the matter is that the great division of eternity is invisible, and it is this: whether your soul is washed by the blood of the land or whether it is still in sin. There might not be the systematic repression. One of the people that was appointed was responsible by the Nine Department in 1996. Some pretty sinister precedents. The Kikispe. Maybe even got more blood in their hands. This new Camden. Sinister coordination. The same degree as cohesion. Now it's time for Insight, our weekly quiz. The rules are simple. We ask for one insightful question, one word answer, which the pages of newscientist.com or newscientistspace.com. Last week, what virus is on track to be the first virus approved to be treating for cancer? The case in points is an incident that to a luxury cruise liner, the Seagoing Spirit. New Scientist editor David Cohen picks up the story. A gang of pirates homed in the cruise liner and began attacking it. They bombarded it with rocket-propelled grenades, automatic machine guns, which were trained on the crew and trying to board the ship. But luckily for the crew and unluckily for the pirates, the ship had been equipped with the special acoustic weapons, which are speakers, if you like, high pirate speakers that blast beam of a sound that they become paralysed by the experiencing phenomena. It all sounds very exciting work for a very tough disorder. Thanks, Dr. Pittman, for joining us today. Dr. Roger Pittman spoke to us from Boston. Now it's time. The rules are simple. Each week we ask you one insightful question. You provide the one word answer, which is can be found somewhere in the pages.
according to the standard definition of obesity, about how many obese people in the world today? And the one word, the one number answer is 1 billion. Everyone who answered correctly. Answer every week. We've given away 1 sandoc.
We'd want to look into that. And in all the dementia. So Alzheimer's is an interesting... It's an interesting information about out there about that, about one man's work. He's made a direct connection between mercury and Alzheimer's. So we're going to highlight now just a few of the things with mercury toxicity, just to kind of latch on to an area of toxicity, to say the least, is controversial. But for those out there, what we want to say is that it's an issue which is being debated at the highest levels, and we found it to be a topic that warrants serious consideration. Mercury toxicity is a problem, and I may have it and not even know it, and this testing would indicate it, but what are ways that it might happen? How would I could become exposed to it? I'm playing all these instruments on the particular track in this particular album. I didn't use a conventional drum kit. I still had to program all the drum parts with all the instruments from multi-tracks, and nothing is rehearsed. There is a piece of technology called Customer Relationship Manager, whereby you can actually manage your customer data more effectively, and a lot of it is that you're not aware of the tool's features. Actually, they're going to help them solve business problems. So I think that it comes down to a lot of it's about time and not making sure that we're communicating the right features that will appeal to small, because I'll be reunited with them. I'll see them again. Loved ones long ago will be there. People ask the question, well, will you know them when you get to heaven? Of course you'll know them. You'll think you'll be daft enough in heaven when you are up there. We'll see them. We'll be reunited with them. Is there a vacant chair in your home? Is there a quiet voice? Is there someone that you have loved and you have lost and they've gone on to heaven, the mother or father, a son and daughter, and they've been saved for a little child that has gone to glory? God has taken it up in his arms in birth and brought it there. They are there waiting for you. Use of a specialised extract from a herb called cat claw. It's a Peruvian rainforest herb, and in Europe it's been studied in certain corners of the world by different universities, but in Europe their research have taken it onto a specialised form of this herbal extract, and it builds the immune system. Well, I believe cat claw comes from a vine from Brazil. That's correct. And in Peru and Brazil and all throughout those areas down in South America, cat's claw, the inner bark, it's been known to be good for degenerative bowel conditions, GI tract. It's an interesting connection because we know that it's involved with inflammation, with this exclamation, according to Dr. Gary Gordon, drastically lowers the CRP levels. You can count in any time, and it puts a patient on it. So I found that interesting. I passed on that recommendation to a number of individuals who have found a similar success with it. So I thought that was definitely worth mentioning. That extract is a specialised extract. It's called Cemento, and we certainly have at the store here in Maitland. Another therapy which I have a lot of interest in is called natokinase, and I briefly mentioned that at the beginning of the show, that when we opened up, it's an enzyme. So this notion that samsara is suffering is, it's almost a foreign notion to us. It's funny that reincarnation is seen as this negative thing in Buddhism and Hinduism, this notion that if you don't gain enlightenment, you can be forced to come back and do this all again. There, the West, especially in the New Age movement, they're excited about it. You know, people find reincarnation, this notion of coming back again, they're heartened by it. Don't worry, how many books have you seen with some variation on the title of We Come Back Around or We Don't Die or that sort of thing? So they're excited, they're happy about coming back and doing this again. And the reason for that is because they haven't really grasped. A while ago, I met a white Mexican in California who only identified with being a Latino, not with being white. The concept of race wasn't something he had thought about. When I brought up the topic in depth, he thought it was strange that white people were everywhere. He had been to South America and explained that there were so many whites in Colombia and Venezuela than in Mexico. It was an interesting evening talking to these Mexicans. They didn't take any offense to my openly racial statements. It was just a subject a little outside of their train of thought. When I was in the Marines, there was a fair-skinned white guy with big blue eyes and straight brown hair who was from Puerto Rico. He spoke perfect English and had an Italian last name. At first, I didn't know he was Puerto Rican. My friend, if you bypass those hardships of sin and the death of sin, and most of all, if you ignore your sin at Calvary, but Christ, can I reassure you that your sin can be found out in the judgment seat, and your sin will be judged in hell. And I plead with you, I beg you, don't wait until then. And they say, I'm going to accept the world. Going to accept what? The world's transitory, it changes, it passes away. That's what the Bible says that. The Bible calls it an illusion. I'm not saying anything that's outside of the Bible. When it says it's passing away, that to me means it's been transitory or it's illusory. Isn't that make sense? Yes. Yes, the Hindus call it that. The world of Maya, the world of illusions. Sure, the Buddhists call it that. The world of... they had their methods of some will to get out of it. Self-will doesn't work. Same with gay man and Christianity. They took over the churches, took the main Jesus, and gave all the names to the gods in Hinduism, in the Buddha and all that stuff, and the Dalai Lama. It's one big circus. You know, if it weren't so serious, if there weren't so much suffering, if there weren't so much angst, the mental frustration is like to flip the switch and just get this down the road. Most people will agree that a sexual act, having two people or a person having contact, so even masturbation, having contact with the genital area, whether it's oral, anal or vaginal penetration. And just to clarify on that, I'm not worried, really on the FCC. It's an educational issue and it has to do with philosophy. So, sex is contact with some genital area, and it can be one person touching themselves or people touching each other on anything. But I understand your point, that statistically that's not what's going on, and so that's why you're not focusing on that. However, I'd like to bring the focus on the conversation back to a more philosophical basis instead of a more of a political and a lobbyist sort of discussion that seems like we were going, and that is to analyse this question. What is it about a particular drug that
that should either make it legal or illegal, because it seems to me that although you're basing your case on marijuana law reforms, primarily on statistics of marijuana and the pharmacology, it doesn't seem that the statistical side of the argument should carry a lot of intelligence or anything. So a lot of stuff said there. Let's start analysing the response. He said that we do have an ethical duty to the future generations, so
civilizations collapsing by choices those people make. And then other cultures and other places have made the moral choices, the political and economic choices, to preserve and sustain, to restore the relationship to places. And those are moral choices that we make as people. Some thoughts. Is it good that the world is becoming more uniform? There are benefits and costs. Clean water, up-to-date medical care are now available in a growing number of places. That makes life better all over the globe. But love of money and the desire to consume is wiping out differences among cultures. That's a great loss. Does our commercial world leave room for enough variety? When our ways of life are utterly different, misunderstandings and conflicts are inevitable. But when they're too much alike, life loses its zest. The challenge, a 20-foot aluminum tube weighing 120 pounds or so, we needed to pop this fleece pin on a shackle holding the pole to the corner of the spinnaker. So we need to pop one corner of the spinnaker so it can stream out like a flag and lower it. And it all has to happen fairly quickly. There's a lot of coordination between the front of the boat and the back of the boat, which actually controls the various lines in the spinnaker sheet, which controls the position of the thing I'm supposed to be reaching. So we're approaching the mark, and it's time to pop the shackle, and I can't quite reach it. So normally I could stand at the pulpit. I don't understand. I don't agree there. I have spent a great deal of time in textile materials, and as research showed, that workers in the textile environment are working with the material, are developing a very unusual lung disease. When you tried to publish that research, the university urged him not to go ahead, claiming that he had signed a previous contract that took away his right to publish. But most people that spoke to independently, most people in the occupational health community, said that there was no danger of disclosing any proprietary secrets in publishing his research, so the company had no grounds to block publications. Haven't there been intrusions into the academic sphere before, military funding of research, and wasn't there some resistance to that as well? Yeah. Why is there so much silence about intrusions into the academic sphere? In the past, we saw considerable opposition in university campuses. Professors and students protested. Do they also make use of supercomputer models? And we do, and we take it into account, and certainly meteorologists take it into account, and we put that together and we add that to the general formula we use to come up with our forecasts. And we're really good at is spotting the trends, the general cold period that we have entered into, the last winter certainly, and this coming winter. It's easier with new technology to sort of spot those trends. And actually, it's easier to do that for summer weather, because winter weather patterns tend to be larger and more widespread, whereas you are probably aware of this summer weather, they can be much more spotty and local. And it's certainly true in the Northeast that in the summer you could be driving from one town to another town, and one town you're coming from, it could be torrential downpour, and then all of a sudden you cross a line and it's completely dry pavement. So summer weather does tend to be more localized and more affected by geographic differences than winter weather.